for calling the Credit Pros. My name is Anna, I'm a certified credit repair specialist. May I guess, we have the pleasure to speak with today?
Yes, I have your Miss Anita with me on the line from Tennessee, and she wants to fix her credit. Could you please explain how our program works?
Yes, of course. I will be more than happy to assist.
Thank you, though. Thank you, Miss Anita. Enjoy your weekend, both of you.
You
are welcome. Thank you, John.
Hello, Anita. My name is Sarah. I'm a certified credit repair specialist. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Miss Sarah. Thank you. And you?
I'm glad to hear. I'm doing great as well. Thank you so much for asking. So, Anita, I understand that you're looking to improve your financial standing, and this starts with improving your credit. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. This way we're able to see how much assistance you need in your credit, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So, Anita, the last time you looked at a copy of your credit report, what was your credit score?
I want to say it was 529.
Through what credit bureau?
Equifax.
Okay.
Maybe it was Experian.
Experian? Okay, so it can be...
Do I have negative accounts?
That is correct.
I do have some negative accounts, right?
Okay, what type of negative accounts do you have?
Medical bills. Most of them are medical bills. I do have a couple of credit cards. And I did have an automobile that was repossessed, and they sold it, and they didn't get all the money back on it, and so there's like $7,000 that they say I still owe on it.
Okay, I see. Okay. At the moment, are you looking into buying property, vehicle, personal loans with good credit?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so you...
I just want to get it fixed and off. I just want to get it fixed and off my credit score.
Okay, perfect. That's what we specialize on. We will be more than happy to further assist you. What about active credit cards that are helping you build credit?
No, ma'am, I don't have anything active at the moment.
Okay, so at the moment it can be lack of credit as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then, based on the information that I have here, Anita, I understand that the only thing that might be holding you back is your credit standing. Just so you know, like other companies, what we do is we work on improving every aspect of your credit, which is from disputing the negative accounts that are questionable to giving you access to positive credit. So what I'm going to go ahead and do next is I'm going to go ahead and attempt a FAFSA. This is going to be from your Equifax credit summary. I can assure you it's going to be a courtesy pull, so this will not affect your credit score in any way, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anita, do you have a middle name, middle initial?
It is Y as in yellow. It is Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E.
Thank you. That's in Spencer, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Maiden name is Robinson.
Robinson. Okay, thank you. Okay, the phone number that I have here on file, 423-316-7299, is this correct?
That is correct. It's my only number. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I have the email anitaspencer7299@gmail.com.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Go ahead and provide me your social security number.
414-965-895.
Thank you. Date of birth?
October 12, 1954.
Thank you. And what's your home address or PO box if you have one?
It's 1823 Clayton, Drive, Staten Island, Tennessee, 37421.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and request your credit summary. As I'm requesting your credit summary, I would like to ask you if you receive Social Security income, disability.
I do receive a Social Security check.
Okay, thank you.
It's my only income.
That's your only income? Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask you some security questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This way we're able to receive a response back from the credit bureau. Question number one. According to your credit profile, you may have opened an auto loan in or on April 2020. Please select the lender for this account. I have Nissan Water Acceptance, Ally Financial, Mitsubishi Motor Credit, Transamerica, or none.
Around when, Bobbin?
This is for April
20.
Is that for the vehicle that you got repossession?
I did have a car. I did have a car. So,
Who was the lender? Ones that I have here is Nissan Motor Acceptance, Ally Financial, Transamerica, Mitsubishi Motor Credit.
Transamerica.
Okay.
I think it was Transamerica.
Thank you. Okay, question number two. Which of the following represents the last 4 digits of your cell phone number? 9073, 7269, 2560, 7490, or 9? 7299. Okay, thank you. Question number three. According to our records, you previously lived on Smith. Please choose the city from the following list where this street is located. We have Steel Spring.
And it's Saudi Daisy, Tennessee.
Thank you so much.
It's Saudi Daisy, Tennessee. Uh-huh.
Question number four. Please select the county for the address you provided. We have Lawrence, Hamilton, Polk, Claiborne, or none.
Hamilton County. Hamilton County.
Thank you so much. Okay, the information is loading. Allow me one moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, it's asking more questions. It's asking, what was the monthly payment for the vehicle?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember, sweetheart.
No, okay.
It was four something.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
426, 420, somewhere around in there.
Okay, so around 400 okay. to 500, around that range, correct?
Yeah, around in there, between 4 and 5, yes.
Okay. Okay. Question number two, which of the following is a license plate number that is associated with an automobile registering your name? I have EPF 771, 015 ELM, LVB MVY, OLERIAH, or none.
I never look at my license plate number. I really don't know.
Okay. Question number three. According to our records, you graduated from which of the following high schools? We have...
It's Birchwood.
What
is it? Birchwood High School.
Okay. Question number four. Please select the city that you have previously resided in.
Chattanooga.
Okay. Thank you. Excuse me. Okay. Question number five. You previously resided on one of the following streets. And I have Hawthorne, Barton Mill, Centerview, Wiles, or none.
Centerview.
Thank you. Okay, the information is loading now, okay? Allow me one moment. We should be able to receive a response back through Equifax Credit Summary. One moment, the information is still loading. One moment, the information is still loading.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. One moment, the information is still loading. Thank you so much for your patience. I really appreciate it. The information is loading.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you ever had a mortgage? It's asking more questions. If you have a mortgage.
No, I have never.
Have you ever co-signed for somebody?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember what was the monthly payment or no?
Gosh, I do not. It was for one of my nephews years and years and years ago for a vehicle.
Okay. Okay, so, okay, well, not a problem, okay? Unfortunately, I didn't receive a response back to Equifax credit summary. This usually happens when you recently did a credit check, when you have no credit. But no worries, that's something that your credit advisor is always going to look into, okay? So, Anita, based on the information that we have here, I'm going to go ahead and provide you with a program that is going to help you fix your credit. We're going to help you fix your credit, and we're going to help you build credit at the same time. This way you can access better benefits.
Okay.
As well, I would like to ask you if you receive Social Security income disability.
It's not disability. It's just my Social Security. I'm 69.
Okay. Social Security.
68. I will be 68. Yeah.
Okay.
Social Security. I'm like,
okay. So, Anita, based on the information that you provided to me, you qualify for the program, the Prosperity SSI. That's the program that you qualify for, okay? And with this program, the way that we will be working with you is that we're going to work through all three credit bureaus, which is going to be Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. We will be working with everything that you consider to be misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and as well verifiable. We will be providing you as well with access to your portal. In your portal, we can report your monthly payments on time. Okay, so you can report your monthly payments on time. If you have a phone bill, insurance, this can be reported. We have as well the loan wizard. As a company, we don't give loans because we specialize in credit repair and improvement. However, what we're going to do is we're going to give you access to apply through a third party, which is going to be through the loan wizard, which is a tool that is going to help you determine the financing payment options that are best for you. And this way, you can apply for a personal loan based on credit worthiness. Okay? Now, Anita, you have the option to apply for a loan. It's in your portal. At the moment, I wouldn't recommend for you to apply. I would recommend for you to work on your credit first, and then if you happen to need a loan, apply for the loan. Okay? So let's go ahead and work on your credit first, and then if you're looking for a loan, et cetera, we'll continue with that process. So, Anita, this program, it has a starting fee of $12.85 to get you started today, okay? And then we have an enrollment fee of $119, which I can provide you until March the 17th to cover, which is to send the disk to letters of the door, start reporting to the credit bureau. And then on the month of April the 17th, your monthly fee is going to drop down to $79. I just need you to provide the credit advisor some sort of paperwork, something that is funded by your own Social Security income. This way you can keep the discounted price. Do you have any questions in regards to the program?
No, ma'am. I don't.
Okay. So then if you have no questions, let's go ahead and get you started. Would you be using a Visa, MasterCard, American Express for the $12.95?
I'll be using a Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the car number.
Okay. Let me get it out for you here. The car number is 4355-4637-0417-0334.
Thank you. What's the expiration month?
The expiration month is, let me get them back out. Expiration month is 06, year is 27, and the thing on the back is 213.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so then mm-hmm. once the payment is accepted, the second setup fee of $119 will be charged on March the 17th. And your monthly fee is going to drop down to $79 on the month of April the 17th. Okay? I would just need to go over our credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.85 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates the cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment, so we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Before I process the payment, Anita, I want you to know that we have family programs available. So, for example, if you add somebody else, instead of you paying $79, it would be $160 for you and somebody else. Would you like to continue on your own, or would you like to add somebody else?
Yes, it's just myself.
Okay. So then allow me one moment while the information is loading, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And okay. The name of your group is Human and your
The Credit Pros. That's the name of our company, The Credit Pros. I send you an email with all the information, Anita, because I'm going to give you access to your portal, okay? So let me know once you receive the email. The email says the Credit Pro Support Team. In your portal, you're able to keep track of your credit report. This way you're able to check 24/7, see what's being removed, the positive improvement that is creating towards your credit standing, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me know once you receive the email.
Yes, ma'am, I have received it.
Okay,
perfect. I did receive that, yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and log in, because I'm going to give you access to your portal.
Okay, so okay, I'm in.
Perfect. We're going to go over your information.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I need you to verify your information, make sure everything's correctly, the way it's spelled and everything, the way it's written down. And then just confirm your information. and then it should be able to give you access to a, to your credit report. Let me know if you're able to see your credit report, because we need to go over the negative accounts. It's going to give you access to all the negative accounts through all three credit bureaus, which is going to be Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Hello, Anita, can you hear me? Anita, let me know if you're able to hear me. Hello?